Good morning, everybody. Welcome here on a bright and early Saturday morning. I am not Bill Shirk. I keep on telling people who I'm not. Bill, as I'm assuming everybody knows by now, had a mild heart attack about a week and a half or so ago, and so was unable to be here, and his presentation was going to be a look at what was in Billboard magazine 40 years ago this week. So he can't give that talk next year, so he will have to do it all over again the next time we schedule him to give that talk. Instead, I am here in replacement for yet another speaker, Valery Safushkin, who was supposed to be here. As you will see in a few moments, Valery is a major collector of records in Russia, the likes of whom I'm sure all of us had no idea existed in the Soviet Union. The fact that somebody would be able to amass this kind of collection in a land where supposedly personal property was frowned upon is absolutely amazing. He's amassed a collection that is almost complete in major entertainers, almost complete in many unusual record companies. Yes, there is one major record company in the Soviet Union, and since the breakup of the Soviet Union, the discographers over there are going gaga because now for the first time they have to really handle multiple record companies and having things coming out in all directions. But even in the earlier years of the Soviet Union, the individual pressing plants operated independently of each other, had their own record labels, and they were underground, as you will see, or underfloor, as Alexander Tikhonov says, underfloor operations that, in some cases, people went to prison for participating in. And Valery has amassed a almost complete collection, if not complete, of some of these underground or underfloor operations. In addition, he has compiled discographies. And of course, in the Soviet days, having a typewriter was a very, very difficult thing. His discographies are handwritten. Now, he has published already two books. When we were there in 1995, that part I don't have, I'm not putting on the videotape, he was describing some of his plans, because what I had suggested was we need to get his discographies published in, you know, a la Brian Rust type discographies. In a sense, he could compile the complete Russian entertainment discography. But what he wanted to do was discographies that were based on genre. This is the first of the two of them that was published about a year and a half ago, Gori Gori Mein Zvezda, Shine Shine My Star. And it is a discography of 15 great Russian romance singers from the turn of the century with illustrations. And this is a picture of him with a singer he's going to be mentioning in the videotape, biographies of the performers and song lyrics of their most popular songs, and then a discography with a label picture for each of the discographies. The second book, which came out about a month ago, which he was going to have here with copies of it, is about gypsy singers. So I'm going to start now really with the end of the videotape because I didn't have a chance to do the real editing that I wanted to do. I want to start with a look at what his discographies look like. So if we can get at least the outer border lights down.
Very, very important book. You know, this book, Valery, your hands.
Вот первый матричный номер. И погнали по годам.
All matrix number by years.
Is
who is artist name by song and
Ну, в общем, каждая запись известна. Это собрано на основании своих пластинок.
Michael, here is Grand Plus Trust, its first Russian Soviet Russian recording.
You ну, can вот see стоит.
Yes, yeah, да.
Он стоит, да. И вот листает. То есть практически я могу ответить, что под каким матричным номером записан.
Valery, answer on all question. In what matrix number produced in Soviet Soviet record industry?
Ну, mm-hmm.
This needs to be published.
It's only in hand.
This needs to be published.
Yes, of course needs, but Valery have not materials for produce for this recording. Michael, what do you think about problem? Maybe Arsk and the other member make help of this work.
Yes,
we can produce together very good books of this problem. You can hear this work of Valery, all member of IASA and Arsk.
Get to Washington. I'll show this
yes,
to Elwood.
Yes. Yes. And yes.
Он говорит, что в Вашингтоне покажет этот материал, и, возможно, понимаешь, можно будет о гранде под деньги, под издание этого всего. Ну, сам понимаешь, что нужно вести нормальные переговоры под дело. Mm-hmm. Это очень серьезная работа, огромная, которая, так сказать, так просто...
Ну, это советский период.
Это совет.
Я больше занимаюсь дореволюционными.
Mm-hmm. But Valery, some better time go to... For beginning of the century discography.
Ну вот дискографики, что я сделал. Дискография.
А вот Утесовская у тебя
издавалась,
покажи. And the speaker in English you'll see in a moment is Alexander Tikhonov.
Discography of Fyodor Shalapin. Fyodor Shalapin's discography. You can see all materials about...
С дополнениями к тем, которые уже были изданы.
With all editions of information of Shalapin recordings.
Это Шаляпин.
Different label.
Шаляпин все-таки издавал. Ну, есть дополнение. Я нашел новые пластинки, которые в дискографию не входили.
Mm-hmm.
Вот они у меня есть, а в дискографии... Ну, Собинов.
Собинов. Mm-hmm.
Вяльцева никогда не издавалась.
Вяльцева.
Вот ее можно сегодня печатать.
Mm-hmm.
Вот ее полная дискография записи Вяльцева.
Mm-hmm. Да.
Полная. Mm-hmm. Вот, пожалуйста. Вот сколько написала Вяльцева.
That's fantastic.
Вот Панина. В книгах написано, что 40 записей. Mm-hmm. У меня 140.
Валерий talk what in literature have information about Варя Панина produced 14 recordings. Валерий have information what Панина produced 140 recordings.
Это готово к изданию. Это столько труда вложено. Это никогда не издавалось, mm-hmm. это никто это не издавал. А в принципе можно было, у меня мысль такая, издать книгу биографии в дискографии.
Да.
То есть короткая биография и к ней дискография. Чтобы коллекционер знал. Вот Панина, вот она столько написала. Конечно. Вот Плевицкая.
Вот на это и надо давать заявку.
Да. Вот об этом и нужно.
Биография в дискографии.
Конечно. Да. Это их работа.
Наталья Тамара.
Угу. Там вот Наталья Тамара, популяр. Хорошо. Марфис. Угу.
This is a handwritten complete entertainment discography.
Валерий produced tremendous work for pressing in a book of his materials.
This is ready to go.
This
is ready to just be typeset and
Ну вот Вавич.
Вавич, you can see what.
Все.
But you understand what in Moscow today some people.
Кстати, посмотрим, сколько написал Вавич. Вот смотрите, до революции сколько написал. Хоть прикинем, хоть примерно, да. Листая страница. Листая страница, просто листая страница. До революции. Да. Вот сколько написал Вавич один. Вот до языка Ренарда.
Обалдеть.
И закрыли.
Майкл
еще в черновике.
Валерий also.
Вот лежит Сфасман. И огромное количество. Михаил Александрович. Ну, наши все практически. Утесов у меня издано, Лещенко издано.
Sfassman was a major jazz man in the 1930s, Alexandrovich, the Red Army Chorus.
Издана была дискография вот так этого самого Петра Лещенко. Впервые в мире издана.
Michael, it's really a discography Петр Лещенко, Петр Лещенко, which Валерий...
Вот Look
at this. Валерий... Кассеты
сюда вставили.
Кассет...
И сюда была вставлена эта дискография. Yeah. Впервые в мире, никогда...
It's first in the world discography of Лещенко. Mm-hmm. Валерий prepared all materials for this printing. Все. Достаточно.
Ну и над многими это самое.
Майкл.
Валер, а свой у тебя каталог по исполнителям
покажи? Да есть он.
Не, ну покажи, это же интересно.
Майкл.
I'm going to go back to the beginning of the videotape now so that you can see his apartment and see his collection. But this is the type of work that has already been done over there that most people have thought, well, this entire country, this entire part of the world has been undocumented. But that's not true. It has been documented. There we go. Okay. Let me tell you something very sad. This book that was published last year had a printing of, I'm looking to see how many copies were printed. It was something like around 25,000, I believe. And Alexander's friend, Valery's friend from Rhode Island, who was going to be his guide and his interpreter, found that there was a Russian bookstore in Brooklyn that had these here in the United States for $5. So, you know, I said, oh, gee, that's interesting. You know, you'll get some more copies of it. And I tried getting copies, and I think that they're sold out here already. And so I was talking to him again, I said, well, wait a minute, how much do they sell for in Russia? The equivalent of $1.60. Now you think, how can somebody survive? How, you know, you consider how much it costs to print the book, even though costs are less there, and you know, the years of work that went into this, how much could he have gotten from it? Maybe a few hundred dollars. This is the first volume of a, there will be a little piece of it on the videotape, of a complete reissue of every recording of Petr Leschenko. There are 3,200 copies of this made, and he got something like about $500 for putting together the whole series. He supports himself by selling cassettes on the street corner. And this is a sad situation, but you'll see he lives very comfortably. He has a fine. Actually, he now has a second apartment.
Michael,
The entranceway to the building is not as impressive as the apartment is. It's that way with all Soviet era apartments.
Vision problem.
Yes.
Building in the winter
with the snow.
Yes.
Typical Russian apartment building. This is as we were leaving. That's like Alexander. You might recognize him.
Oh, it's the same roofer.
Yeah. Like all record collectors, he also is a cat lover.
That is a very friendly cat.
This is his son who tragically died last year. So this is the only videotape of his son.
Want to foundation a museum of history Russian popular music and it's which include of course recordings and many interesting picture about development of Russian musical business, and of course you can see very interesting materials about history of this mainstream of Russian musical culture. Many years Valery complete his collection when it's a very interesting man, because many years ago he was a military man. He take part in different weapons program of Russian army, but today he is closed his military program and work in president apparatus and prolong his complete his collection. Many record company, television and broadcasting systems, station in Moscow and different town used his materials in his program, of course, and broadcasting program, of course. Valery, a few years ago, I with Valery have a program on television broadcasting. Yes, you can see in past conference in New York, I show Valery room, apartments, you can see his materials. Fine.
Да, он вечеров снято наших телевизионных вечеров. Вот это все видео, это все вечера.
Valery have a very good contact with all Russian singers. You can see Isabella Yurieva. Isabella Yurieva.
She's one of the people in the discography.
Нет, это он сейчас это для него.
Саш, дело в том, что надо как сказать?
По
порядку. Там о пластинках. Да. Даже огромное количество фотографий, нот, автографов, тысячи автографов. Что-то сейчас мы можем показать, а часть у нас уже просто упакована в коробки.
Я понимаю.
А видишь, вот что творится? Свалка какая-то. Запакованы пластинки, запакованы для...
Record packet for transmission to a new apartment.
He had just gotten the second apartment to house the records. Sounds familiar?
Michael, here is new release which Valery complete for this month.
What he's saying is those are the new records he's gotten just this past month.
Valery every month complete 100 and better discs in your collections. Of course it may be 7-8 discs and maybe CD and of course LP and different yes, Michael, it's very important. You can see Leonid Utyosov, very popular jazz man. All materials for this CD from Valery Safoshkin collection. It's no noise system.
Yeah.
I understand you.
Yeah.
Yes.
И таких будет, значит, 11 дисков, Саша.
Сейчас посмотрю, чтобы не написано Валерий.
А здесь есть, есть.
Сейчас. Внутри или здесь, да?
Нет, вот здесь. Вот.
Фонограмма таких так и будет. А у Лещенко вот.
Майкл, да-да. Майкл, you can see on this record what materials for this CD prepare Валерий Сафошкин. It's very important, because only in this room you can see all materials from Leonid Utyosov arts. You can see very interesting pictures. Uh-huh. Я думаю, что мы к этому...
А Петр Лещенко у нас в стране не издавался раньше. Впервые я его издал 6 виниловых пластинок. Впервые в мире. А сейчас 5 компактов издаем. Причем он у нас издавался... Не знаете, наверное, на ребрах. Помнишь, такие были пластинки ребра?
Я постараюсь вам объяснить, да.
Я пока...
Майкл, it's very...
Майкл, X-rays!
Yes, yes, it's very...
Yeah.
That's the first time I had seen the X-ray films records. You'll see some in a moment.
Yes, I've heard about the X-ray.
Because CD produced from original. Yes, you can understand.
Yes.
Michael, here is a machine, gramophone machine. From a family of very important Russian composer Prozorovsky and famous Russian singers Tamara Tsareteli.
And Tsareteli is in the discography.
You can hear. Michael, this gramophone take part in very much movie and cinema of people who take part in musical business, of course. Now we have Valery use these materials from television and radio programs because have very good quality of sound.
Хорошо известно. Ну, это, так сказать, лучший вариант. Ну,
да.
Come to me, please.
Let's go.
Come to me. Вот где хранятся. Вот где хранятся пластинки. Я не знаю, можно ли это снять. Тут прямо хаос.
Michael, it's very important. You can see real storage room.
Yeah.
Он все снимает. Да, сейчас идите. Вот что сейчас делает. Он очень хорошо владеет камерой.
He stores the records in the boxes that Melodia uses to ship records in.
Валерий примут туда вообще без слов.
А куда это?
Это американская ассоциация звуковых коллекций. Крупнейшая в мире ассоциация, которая...
Вот альбомы, коробки, ящики. Все это, Michael, вот это забито
from,
тоже.
Michael,
Но они тут надо одно закрыть, потом можно открыть другое.
From two point you can look
дальше,
some.
Дальше. Валер,
Валер,
дальше.
Валер,
дальше.
Отсюда. Ну тут у нас мы уже часть убрали. Вот, да, тут. Да.
Да есть, ебать.
Ну и вообще.
Ну и там, Саш, не лучше будет.
Да?
Там,
ну,
как-то будет лучше. Лучше отсюда снять.
Ну, там на целую комнату будет.
Ну, слава богу, а то
да,
прям
ну,
ушло.
Там и большая комната больше. Там на 5 метров большая больше.
Валя, а у тебя был такой маленький граммофончик. Ты покажешь, есть или нет?
Ну, граммофончика нет, но музыкальный ящик.
А, да, вот музыкальный ящик.
Шкатулка.
Шкатулочка.
Вот еще здесь. Тут страшное дело. Это же все... Michael. Ужас, тут снимать не надо,
не надо. Michael, it's no interesting, Michael.
И под диваном
and
там не снимать.
Under the bed.
Under the bed.
Не, ваш фарим,
under the bed.
Даже магнитофон нет. У меня свален.
Ну а что поделать? Ничего, нормально. Это, ваш, это будет кайф для того, чтобы люди поняли. Так сказать, как
в каких мы условиях мы живем.
Да, и какие собираются коллекции, в каких условиях. Вот что важно. У них там все богатые, там им...
Вот,
да, у нас не понять,
да,
правда, Саша?
Да,
большая часть коллекции, мы же уже перенесли.
Майкл, the best of part of collection also transmit in,
коробка,
in a different apartment.
It's in another apartment already.
Да, ну еще где, вот здесь все в шкафах, вот здесь.
Yes, in different...
Ну вот здесь, конечно, все это. Хаос, правда.
Michael, Valery Safoshkin collection include some better 10,000
тоже
records.
Пластиночки, это пластинки стоят.
Yes.
Редкие, я их покажу. Один.
Yes, yes, it's very, very interesting rarities discs. Michael. It's very important.
Oh, yeah.
You can see это деревянное.
Да, у меня очень много.
That's what you had brought.
Yes.
Yeah.
У меня целая коллекция.
Yeah.
Valery have collection of
beetle tins.
А вот здесь интересное я покажу.
Yeah.
С фотографией Плевицкой.
His Плевицкая, very important and very famous Russian singer.
Она в Штатах работала, с Рахманиновым.
She worked in USA with Rachmaninoff many years ago, of course. You maybe remember the singer. Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, it's
Label.
Real Label. Это, наверное, это Балабановский, да, Валер, зовут?
Балабановский.
Это он будет вообще показывать, там это чума. Там народ живет этим и получает от этого еще и деньги, потому что умеет...
Так, Саш, вот в этом наша разница.
Так вот я
и грозилась.
Я только как перевести это с этим, с Шаляпин Бойс.
Shalyapin.
It's a Russian singer. Плевицкая. For you can see date of this materials just a minute. It's very very interesting. Oh. You can see good quality, Michael.
Yeah.
It's very important because in
Снимает. Очень редкие ноты. Это веселые ребята.
Майкл, you can see maybe funny boys.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And music Дунаевский from this песня Кости Сердце.
Yes. Ага, Утесов.
Майкл, Утесов.
Oh, yeah.
Вот это...
And he's done a complete series of all Utsutsov recordings.
Michael, here one of the first jazz program Utsutsov.
Yeah, Leningrad, 1936.
Yes, of course, it's a very time problem, political situation.
Right.
Jazz in this time is very problem. Mm. In English... happen away.
Ответ-то.
Прозоровский.
Еще раз Прозоровский.
That's the singer whose phonograph he owns.
Вот снова
Тамара Церетели.
Церетели. Вот это его жена.
Wife of Прозоровский and his gramophone. It's, you can see Flexi. Flexi. Очи черные. It's romance.
Dark eyes.
Black eyes. Dark eyes. Black eyes.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Now you can see that's a Reichsrundfunk.
Yes.
Recording.
That's right. This is a solid plastic.
Yes. Solid.
Yeah. Not.
Это Толстой с его
автобиографией.
Michael.
It's
fantastic record. You can see Graf Lev Tolstoy and his autograph on Matrix.
Yeah. Let's.
А, тут блики пошли.
Да, но он хочет посмотреть, видимо. Лев Толстой, нет? Лев Толстой.
He also has several of the other Tolstoy records, too.
Produced in Russia. Yes. Ага. Это будет отдельная, видимо, лекция из квартиры Сафушкина. Это будет отдельное сообщение, так сейчас.
It's just reproduced in Russia.
It was actually pressed here.
Michael, it's, of course, in Riga pressed.
Oh!
Yes.
To be Riga,
it's
Latvia.
Fantastic records. Валер, это же вообще, вот это, это то, что будет стоить вообще...
Ну, видишь, еще без конверта. Нет, свежий.
Those he just got.
Скажи такая, о, Майкл.
No hammer sickle.
Oh, Michael, it's real, of course. You can.
That was real cloth pasted on there.
The hammer and sickle isn't there.
Very, very good. You reflection and stuff.
See,
to the victory of, to the celebration 100 years of Gogol, Russian writers.
1909 is when that was recorded.
1909.
Yeah, tick record. You can see on first side, just means, talking of Kirov, Kirov, is one of the leaders of Communist Party in Petersburg, it's Leningrad, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And other side, you can see when he died, is
funeral was the word we were trying to think. Of Kirov, when Kirov died.
It's for a Red Square, you can
do this. Parade, yeah.
Parade, yes,
yeah.
Yes. Michael, in Russian state archive have not this.
Really?
This is fantastic, you found. Very, very interesting record. You can see Orpheon, Дяльцева. You can see a color picture. It's.
Это не там, где она говорит о том, что он поет.
Michael, in this record, after Дяльцева also talk about what his on this record produced she's voice.
Series.
Yes, yes, yes. It's very, very interesting. Russian joint stock. Gramophone first society.
Mm-hmm.
It's you can see.
Во время войны записали.
It's a desolate.
In a war.
Нет, уже будет солдат.
It's a song. Michael, here is a singer what produced the recording.
Mm-hmm.
It's a singer. Mm-hmm. In this year, here 96 years old.
She's in the discography.
Они делались вот в таком виде.
Here was first recording called Утесов Jazz.
These are 12-inch. I had no idea that they were recording these jazz recordings as 12-inchers in the mid-30s.
It's an interesting matrix number.
It's original pocket of this record.
Мустрест.
Скоморовский джаз.
Первые записи джаза Скоморовского. Вот он, черные глаза.
Black eyes. Eyes.
That's one of his specialties, collecting recordings of Лачачонья.
Сейчас я скажу, в 35-м.
35.
Uh-huh. 35. Yeah, it was recorded in 1935, he was saying.
Owned by the New York Times at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's still on the air, 1939. Brinkerhoff was a recording studio.
Альбомчик маленький, для яхты специально. Пластина
Для царской яхты, да?
Для царской. Вот этот альбом я сейчас покажу. Это очень.
Michael, it's very, very interesting material. Валерий, talk to me what in the start of the century, in 1903, Tsar Nicholas take part in concert of Panina in Варя Панина in Petersburg, and when he talk this program musical, he don't understand what you cannot look sound recording of these writers, and other after proposal Tsar proposal, record company produce. Here a small
немножко требует ремонт.
Yes,
yeah.
And Valery have original.
Okay, this yes.
Xylophone record.
Специальный миньончик.
Миньон for it's Варя Панина. Michael, you understand of course
yeah.
History, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Вот так специально сделано по две пластиночки.
Michael,
чтобы удобно.
Here is a recording for produced Tsar ships. Tsar Nicholas have small ships. Я представляю, когда я буду слушать в Америке, моему это три.
Вот тебе.
This is a record recorded on an X-ray film. And you can see the skull.
No, it's a head. It's
no
a
head, Michael.
No, that's a mouth.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's the back of the head, the skull, the spine.
Maybe.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Oh.
Голова, it's hurting. Fantastic.
It's a recording of Otchuchonya.
That's first time, yes.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Oh, that is
rarity materials, Michael. Only in Valery Safoshkin collection you can see here.
Dark eyes.
Yes.
Watch it, Georgia.
Pull the case. Oh, Michael, you want
to
Это класс.
У меня целая подборка Пресли есть, вот такая вот. Пресли на ребрах.
Valery have a collection Elvis Presley.
Oh.
Потом Битлов тоже самое. Michael. Rolling Stones тоже самое.
Valery have a very very large flexi collection on Beatles, Rolling Stones, Armstrong, Elvis Presley, and different American and British popular singers.
Это подпольщики делают.
Michael, it's people who work in on the floor and produce this recording because it's very dangerous.
Потому что за это дело вот сажали.
To the prison if government and the police know of this production.
But all these years,
with many records, I think in Moscow many people produce in the night in the. Close off your eyes in the room write.
Они занимались с отцом, причем в 50 еще каком-то году о них в нашей центральной газете «Советская Россия» была помещена разгромная статья, после чего отца Вадима посадили. А Вадим долгое время, значит, скрывался в подполье, а потом снова продолжал этот бизнес. И я знаю, что у него это...
Michael, Valery talk about what history his friend have his friend have machine which produce these records, and he friends have many problems with Soviet government and Soviet police. Father of his friend Valery Safoshkin go to the prison for this recording, and many years ago you can see in popular Soviet newspaper Советская Россия article about his work for on this field and
machines ever made in Russia, or were they all brought in from the West? Those machines.
Эта машина делалась в России, или в Западе?
Самодельно.
It's hand production.
They made them themselves?
Yes.
Oh,
the recording machines that they recorded those on were handmade by themselves.
In Moscow district. Какой-то год примерно?
Ну, это 50-е.
You can see in Moscow many small plants which produced...
Рашид Бейбутов.
Рашид Бейбутов.
Народный артист. Азербайджанский.
These were made in the 1950s, and there was one central recording company, but these were from different pressing plants.
In Moscow. Тарапунька Штепсель. It's funny people who talk a story of recording.
Yeah, you can leave them in
there. Фасман.
It's Фасман.
Что это за счет? Это тоже Цфасман. Это Кругликова, известная певица в свое время. Георгий Виноградов. Это Дружников.
Дружников.
Снимок из кинофильма. 700 что-то штук.
Valery 700, some better 700 recording of this type.
700 with picture labels.
Готовили в Ленинграде.
Michael, it's a disc produced in Leningrad.
This was a company in Leningrad that was making recordings off of movie soundtracks.
Three funny.
It says Lev Kino, Len Kino, on their Leningrad film.
Landbergs will kill it, Stalin's after this recording.
В том числе и за участие в подпольной записи.
They take part in this on the floor recording.
These labels are pasted on.
Прилеплена фотография.
Yes, it's clear. You can see photo.
Да, просто кустарным способом.
That's photographic paper.
Yeah, it's closed on.
They didn't have access to a printing press, but they had access to photographic equipment. So the labels are glued on from a photographic film.
photographic prints from the film.
Technology of produced recording. Mm-hmm. By they opened on the floor a production of this recording.
Вот они эту подпольную фирму организовали. Они потом все были осуждены.
After that, he all people go to the prison for his recording.
When was
these people produced machines which produce copy from cinema sound recording to this? They go to the prison.
So this is done in 1940?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Foxtrot.
Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, Вальс, Волга, Jazz Orchestra.
Видишь, как оформляли.
Да. Че? You can hear Cucaracha on Moscow
Street. Street, yes.
We just heard a band playing La Cucaracha earlier that day.
Sniper, yeah, killer. Original pocket.
Sniper, killer.
Диск Patel.
Very cool.
Yes, vertical. Uh-huh.
Да, у меня штук 500, наверное, есть.
Valery have 500 Patel recording his collection.
Ну только из. Был запрещен джаз, и как джаз издавали практически подпольно в Ленинграде, что Москва не издавала, чем на миньоны.
Майкл, Валерий talk what after finished a great patriotic war, jazz was closed for produce in Russia, and some people in Ленинград start pressed jazz record for on the floor factory. Michael, it's very, very interesting.
Listen.
You can only you first people who look this material from the USA. So. But you can see very good quality pressed in on the floor. Here is all records produced
вот
in this company.
Ленинградская.
Ленинград.
И там еще полкомнаты.
And other room, small part of this room, next room of materials. This is good.
These are 8-inch diameter.
Это матричные номера я могу дать и не смотреть. Они сдавались, я сам вручную, так сказать.
Майкл. Look, it's very, very important.
That's where we came in. Those who have came in late, what we showed at this point at the beginning of the talk were the handwritten discographies that this man has produced. So we're hoping that we will be able to find some way to have these translated and printed both, ideally it would be good to have these discographies in both Russian Cyrillic as well as transliterated so that we would be able to read these. But you can see he has almost the whole Soviet and pre-Soviet record industry completely documented as well, not only on paper but also the recordings themselves. As Alexander Tikhonov, again, who is the person you heard speaking in English, said, in many cases these are recordings that are not in the Russian State Sound Archive, and Alexander would know because he was one of the people working at that archive for many, many years. So these are very important documents, and we were hoping, having him here in the United States, he would be able to talk to people and possibly work on getting something published where maybe he might be able to, discographers are not going to get rich, but as I said at the beginning of the talk, the remuneration for the work that he has done in these CD sets, this one here is the first volume of a complete Peter Lashenko set. He's done a complete recordings of Utyotsov, and has worked on several others and has gotten a pittance for the amount of work and the amount of the recordings that were used for for these reissues. And he had done some of those also in the earlier years. There are some LPs. There was a three-record set of Utyotsov that appeared on, no, Lashenko rather, that appeared on Melodia Records that he had been the one that produced. Well, anyway, you know, we were hoping that you would be able to have 3 or 4 days to chat with him through translators, of course. But that unfortunately wasn't possible. He was going to be speaking on the types of singers that are in this discography and also the one on gypsy singers that he had just published. But at least in this case, you've had a chance to have an introduction to the man himself. Although you weren't able to see him in person, it's you know, this was a rather interesting view, I hope, of Valery Safushkin, and hopefully we will be able to get him into Great Britain next year and have him come to the Ars Gayaza conference in London. And if you come there, you'll be able to meet him then. Okay, thank you very much.